Blog Talk Radio.
Let's get rooted in God. Rooted in God. Rooted in God. Let's stay rooted in God. Rooted in God. Rooted in God through Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Good evening, my love. Thank you for joining me on another episode of God's Rooted Message. I pray everyone is feeling blessed and highly favored on this Thank the Lord Tuesday. I thank my Father because He's continued to show me the lineup of His, how He's aligning everything. I love my Father, and I thank my Father because He's continued to reveal the unknown to me. And so many things that was unknown, that seemed dark, that seemed like, what is going on, Father God? What is going on? But He's continued to reveal it every day that I submit to Him, every day that I walk out and trust His will. Hallelujah. That's why I thank my Father, because He's given me the faith to trust Him, to believe that His word will never come back void, to actually see it in life, to see it in manifestation. When you see His word never coming back void, you see the manifestation, the change that He's doing in your life. That's such an awesome and amazing feeling. That's why I thank my Father. Heavenly Father, I just come to you saying thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Father God. I ask you to touch me and everybody that's under the sound of my voice, from the top of our heads to the sole of our feet, Lord God. Shed your blood over it. Continue to heal and strengthen us, Lord God. Allow us to go deeper inside of you, Father God. It's so many things that we don't know. We don't know what's going on, Father God, but give us the strength to continue to walk into faith, Father God, to believe your word will never come back void. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Continue to give us the strength to stretch forth, to reach out, to root up the things that you're continuing to guide and direct us to root up, Father God, to not be ashamed of walking away from things, Father God, but to embrace everything that you have for us, Father God, knowing that it's a purpose and it's a reason for it in our life, Father God. Just give us the strength to see as you see, to hear as you're releasing it, Father God, and to do what you say do as you say do it. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm so thankful for all that God's doing. Today's title is called His Known Reveal. Hallelujah. Because we want to know as our Father knows. We want the reveal, the revelation, the understanding that He's putting forth. We want to know it, and we want to be able to grasp and go what He's saying. Hallelujah. And see His unknown being revealed. See, at a point in time in our life, we did not know who we were. We didn't know who God was in our life and how to embrace the calling that was on our life. Because sometimes most people, when God first start releasing things to them, they wonder what's going on, because it's such a different atmosphere and it's such a different understanding. God reveals stuff to you not knowing, because before I actually confessed and received to allow you to allow me to see stuff, God used to allow me to see things, and I didn't know that he was revealing revelation and showing me that he got that. That's one of the gifts that He allows me to see things, and that He gives me discernment, hallelujah, and show me the different spirits and the different wickedness that's within people, because my calling is spiritual suicide, hallelujah. So to be able to identify spirits, He has to show me that different understanding and a different grasp, and the way spirits grab you, and the way spirits take hold of you, and the way spirits use you in a bad way, and the way spirits use you for God's glory. Hallelujah. So today we're in Jeremiah 1. We know we have heard this a lot of different times, but this is what my spirit gave me to speak on. His unknown revealed. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And this is when God first called Jeremiah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And He was letting Jeremiah know who he was. And some of you, yesterday we talked about the fire of God, when we were saying that God is going to show you that He's with you, and then how He allowed Elijah to set the offering on fire. Hallelujah. How Ahab, the prophet that was of Baal, they did all that. They called out to Baal. They danced and they did all this, and Baal could not light the offering on fire. And Elijah put three things of water around it to add more to it, being hard for the thing to be burnt, because we know when wood is wet, it's hard to set it on fire. Hallelujah. So God showed and he licked up the fire. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And we talked about how God is your help and how people would say they trust in the Lord that he's going to help them, but he's your help, he's your glory, and he's your shield. Hallelujah. He hears you when you call to him. Hallelujah. And now we're going to talk about when you are someone that God is calling. Hallelujah. And he's letting you know that his unknown revealed. He's letting you know who you are because you were unknown. You didn't even know who you were. Hallelujah. No one else knew who you were, but God had to come to you. And in Jeremiah 1, we're going to start at verse number 4, and say, and then the word of the Lord came. This was in the fifth month after they were carried away to Jerusalem, captive in the sixth month. And then it say, then the word of the Lord came to me, saying, before I formed you in the belly, I knew you. Before you came forth out of the womb, I sanctified you and ordained you a prophet to the nation. Now he say, before I formed you in the belly, before he even put you in your mother's belly, because when you're in the belly, you are formed. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So he said, before I even formed you in the belly, I knew you. And before you came forth out of the womb, I sanctified you. So he said, before you even came out of the womb, where he formed you, he sanctified you. So in the process of forming you, before he even put you in the belly. So God formed you before he even put you in the belly. And then before he let you come out of the womb, he sanctified you. He set you apart to be used. Hallelujah. So before he put you in your mother's womb, hallelujah, before he put you in the belly, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, he knew you. So he wanted you to know that I knew you. I knew the identity of you, hallelujah. So what I know, I want to make known to you. As it says in 1 Corinthians 13, hallelujah, we look through a glass darkly, and then we look face to face. We know in part as we are known, and then we know as we are known. So as we're looking through the glass darkly, hallelujah, look dark at first, hallelujah, and then we look at it face to face. See, when you first come into a situation, you look through things and it's dark. And then you look at it face to face. God allows you to see the identity of who you really are. Hallelujah. Face to face. Look in the mirror at the things that is of God and is not of God inside of you. Hallelujah. Then say you know in part because he begins to reveal things to you. It's no longer dark no more. It's clearing up. He begins to reveal things to you. Then he said you are known as he, you know as he is known. Hallelujah. So he started revealing to you what he know about you so you can know the truth and the essence of who God say you are. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He say, I sanctified you and ordained you a prophet to the nation. So I sanctified and ordained you a prophet to the nation. See, this was something that God came and said straight to Jeremiah. Hallelujah. See, some of us is so hopeful. We want people to come and acknowledge us and say who we are. But see, God comes and talks to his children. Hallelujah. See, God wants you to identify his voice. Even if he used someone, he used that they supposed to be speaking from the voice of God. You're supposed to hear Jesus say, my sheep knows my voice. So when God is calling, you should be able to identify his voice. And he called him and let him know before you was in the belly. Hallelujah. I knew you. And before you came forth out of the womb, I sanctified you and I ordained you to be a prophet to the nation. He put you in a position to be a prophet to the nation. He set you apart to put you in a position. Hallelujah. Then said I, O Lord God, behold, I cannot speak for I am a child. Hallelujah. So Jeremiah says, him, behold, Lord God, I cannot speak because I am a child. Hallelujah. One thing we need to understand is that when we all come to God, we are all children. Hallelujah. Because Jesus say, if you want to follow me, you have to be like one of these little ones. Hallelujah. It says, train the child up in the way it shall go, so when it get old, it will not depart from him. Hallelujah. When we come to God, we are now children of God. It says in John 1 that we have been with God when Jesus came. I'm about to because I want to read it exactly out how it say. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. In John 1, it says that, in John 1, I'm going to start at verse 10. It says, he was in the world knew him not, but the world knew him not. He came to his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. Hallelujah. And to them that believe on his name. So Jesus, when he came, he gave us power to become the sons of God. Hallelujah. So that means we are children of God. Hallelujah. It's a train of a child in the way it shall go, so when it gets old, it will not depart from it. When you look at 1 Corinthians 13, it talks about how you should be when you was a child. Hallelujah. And then you transform. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. In 1 Corinthians 13, it speaks about how you spoke as a child and how you did different things as a child. But when you became old, hallelujah. Hallelujah. You put away childish things. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So what are you putting away? 1 Corinthians 13, it says 11. It says, when I was a child, I spoke as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. So when you first come to him and you say, I cannot speak because I am a child. Hallelujah. It says that you spoke as a child. Hallelujah. So you would let him know that you are a child. God knows that you are a child. Hallelujah. Thank you, because God is the one that caused you. He ordained you before you even put you in your mother's womb. Hallelujah. But he don't want you to look at it as an aspect of a child of you not being able to do it. And see, that's where Jeremiah was coming from. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And he said, I am a child. But the Lord says, say not I am a child, for you shall go to all that I shall send you, and wherever I command you, you shall speak. See, God never acknowledged that he was a child because God knew he was a child. See, sometimes we go and tell God things that we already know. He say, I cannot speak because I am a child. See, he was letting them know that I know you're a child, and I know the process that you need. That's why I let you know before you was even in the belly, I formed you, and I knew you. Hallelujah. So I knew that you were a child. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Before you came forth by the womb, he sanctified you, so he set you apart. Hallelujah. He set you apart to come and walk in the purpose when you were a child, because he wanted to come as children so he can train us up, so he can teach us and guide and direct us. That's why we become children of God. Hallelujah. So when we get old, when we grow mature and we get to eat meat, we never think we're above God. Hallelujah. We will still continue to submit to him and ask him to teach us and guide and direct us to go to where he wants us to go to. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He's saying, wherever, and he said, for shall you go to that I shall send you, and whatsoever I command you shall you speak. So he was letting them know, I want you to speak what I want you to speak. Hallelujah. Because if you think about it, with children, when they're younger, they copy what they hear. If you say something around a baby, like say if you cussing a lot, a baby will learn to cuss. And you be like, don't do that. Or if you say anything around the child, they will pick up what you're saying. So whatever you speak, you know how a parent speak around children when they're young, because the children copy and mock what they speak if they're around their parents. They mock who they always around. Hallelujah. So when you're always around God and you're always laying at his feet and praying and reading his word and ask him to teach you and guide you and direct your mouth and direct your tongue and direct your thing, you begin to speak like him. You begin to release what he's telling you to release, because now you're in alignment with the Holy Spirit. Because it says the Holy Spirit says nothing of himself, but everything that the Father says to him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So now you're a child and you're submitting, because we got to realize that Jesus was the only begotten Son, and Jesus said nothing of himself, but everything that he heard. He spoke everything that the Father said to him. Hallelujah. So when we become his children, we say what he tells us to say. He said, you shall speak what I tell, what I shall speak. But be not afraid of their faces, for I am with you to deliver you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So he told him, don't be afraid of their faces, because there's going to be people that come up that's going to be fearful to you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He said, don't be afraid of their faces, because he said, I came to deliver you. Hallelujah. He said, be not afraid of their faces, for I am with you to deliver you. So he knew that you had to be delivered out of thinking that you was a child in the natural. See, one thing God wanted to know, when he come to us, we think we children in the natural, but we really children in the spiritual, because we're all grown. Anybody that comes to the Lord, they are a child. It don't make a difference if you're 5, if you're 40, if you're 60, or you're 70, or you're 80. You're all children of God. So he say, I come to deliver you. I come to deliver you under the mindset of thinking that you a child. Hallelujah. But I know that you are a child. See, I want you to be delivered out of telling me what you are, and know that I know what you are, and I'm about to prepare you to show you and let it be known to you who you truly are and who you are serving and what I formed you to be, what I formed you before I put you in the belly, what I sanctified you to be, what I sent you to do. Hallelujah. Says the Lord. Then the Lord put forth his hand and touched my mouth. And the Lord said to me, behold, I have put my words in your mouth. He said he put forth his hand. His hand is a protection. His hand touched your mouth. His hand lets you know that what I put in your mouth, it will never come back void. He put his words in your mouth, so now you're only going to speak what he tells you to speak. Hallelujah. So he touched your mouth. He put forth his hand to let you know that I'm the one that's guiding and directing you. Hallelujah. I'm the one that's going to have you be quiet. I'm going to have you speak. I'm going to have you do all the things that I called you to do. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, because I put my word in your mouth. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Don't be afraid. Sometimes we just look at situations and things because it's overwhelming to be guided and directed by God. It's overwhelming to receive what he is saying. And it's overwhelming to really go to the places he called us to go without us speaking his word and receiving it. Because one thing we need to understand, anything you speak out, you know the first person to hear is yourself. When you speak something, the first person to hear the words that you say is yourself. So when God said, I put my hands to your mouth, and I put my words in your mouth, hallelujah. When he have you speaking, he have you speaking, but you are also hearing. It say, those who have ears, let them hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. We are his church, hallelujah. So he wants you to hear me, just like he having you release something to someone else. He wants you to know the tone of how he speaks things, hallelujah. How he come in a different emphasis. Some people just want to always speak the word of God and tell people and correct people. But sometimes God is saying a message to someone else you think is being delivered to them, but it's really coming to you. And when you are always listening to what he is saying, your ears will always hear what the Spirit is saying to the church, because the first person to hear what comes out your mouth is you. Hallelujah. See, I have this day set you over the nations and over the kingdom to root out. Hallelujah. He said, I set you over the nations and over the kingdom to root out and to pull down. Root out means to find and remove something or someone. So he has put you over the nations and the kingdom to find and remove something or someone. He said, I put you over them to root out and to pull down, to demolish, to destroy, to hunt down, to overcome, to bring to a lower level. Hallelujah. So some people he wants you to find and remove and put them in a rightful place. Some people he wants you to bring to a lower level to humble themselves. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And to destroy. Hallelujah. Destroy means to put an end to the existence of something by damaging or attacking it. He says put an end to it. When he wants you to put an end to your identity, he wants you to put it in. When I say identity, I want you to understand what I am saying. Your own will, your own ways, your own thoughts. He wants you to destroy that. He wants you to be totally dead to where you're totally serving his will, where you say yes, Lord, to everything, and you're going and saying and doing what he called you to do. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And to throw down, hallelujah, throw down, to cause to fall, to cast off. When you throw something down, you cause it to fall, to cast off. Hallelujah. When something cast off, it's falling away. Hallelujah. So some things that need to fall away, hallelujah, during the path and during the journey that you're walking in. He said, and to build and to plant. Build means to construct something, typically something large, by putting parts or material together over a period of time. So one thing you need to understand, when God calls you to build something in the kingdom, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, because this is all kingdom work. Because a lot of people think kingdom stuff is not really the kingdom stuff that God is calling it to be. Hallelujah. But you are putting something together over a period of time. So this is a process. Anything that's built takes a process. Hallelujah. See, sometimes we don't want to go through the process. Sometimes we like to rush the process. But you got to be able to embrace the process. Hallelujah. And trust God that he's in the midst of it. Hallelujah. That his word will never come back void. That it does what it was sent forth to accomplish. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And to plant. Plant means to place a seed, bug, or plant in the ground so that it can grow. So after you done did all this, now he said, and then you're going to plant. After you build, you would think that he would want you to plant before you build. But he said build first. Hallelujah. First, he said he wants you to root out, to find and remove something. Remove that thing, pull it down, demolish it, destroy it, bring it to a lower level. Then the short put an end. The thing is at a lower level that needs to be humble, he wants you to destroy that. Hallelujah. When you're totally building you up. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So now you have a hundredfold. Hallelujah. Because you understand, you have received it in your heart. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And you know that all glory and honor goes to God. That you know without him, you can't do nothing. You know that his will is the best will. His ways is the best ways. His thoughts is the best thoughts. We have brought our thoughts and we have put our thoughts into captivity to the obedience to Christ. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So now we are obedient to Christ because Christ was obedient to God. And we are hidden with Christ in God. Hallelujah. And we know that God lives in us and he also walks in us. Hallelujah. So we are able to walk and do what God called us to do. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord because God is using you. And God is doing some things in your life. You just have to trust him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You just have to believe him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God is so good. It say, moreover, the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Jeremiah, what see you? And I said, I see a rod in the almond tree. Then said the Lord to me, you have well seen, for I will hasten my word to perform it. He said, he asked him what he's seen. He said, you have well seen, and I will hasten my word to perform it. I will make sure my word is performed. Hallelujah. He didn't say, he said perform it. When you perform something, you take action. He said, I will hasten to where my word is performed, where my word become an action. Where my word become a development, hallelujah. Because when you take action, when you perform something, say someone is in a play, they perform it. They bring to life the words that's on the page. They bring to life and they make people see a visual of what the words say. And that's what God is allowing you to do, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He's training you up. He's making your word be performed, hallelujah. He's making the word never come back void. That's why when I read the word, I always ask God to allow me to see something different that he's showing me because he's allowed me. Jesus was the word in flesh, and we're called to be the image of Christ. That means we are called to walk out the word in flesh, and that means the word have so much different depth inside of it. That's why I always say that the word have meaning and revelation inside of it. Is everyone, so many people get so, I hear so many people say like, someone taught that word wrong, or they did this wrong, they just interpreted. No, that was a revelation that God gave a person to walk out to perform. That was the understanding that they needed to perform in their life to speak to the people they spoke over. Hallelujah. Thank you. See, I used to do that, and God has really changed me to know that I'm having you perform the word that I'm having you study. Just like when God called me to leave where I was standing, he said, I'm going to have you walk out what you're speaking. Hallelujah. He had me perform the word that he put inside of me. He had me perform the word that he's speaking out of me, and I'm so thankful. And he's continued to allow that to happen daily. Hallelujah. See, I will feel like my purpose is over where I'm not with God if I'm not performing the word that he said. Because if I'm performing that word, I mean, I'm putting action to his word. Hallelujah. I'm doing the work. I'm believing in Jesus and believing in what God said. I'm believing in a greater work. I'm submitted to God where the Holy Spirit is saying things, hallelujah, according to God's will. It's telling me things to come, hallelujah, and it's showing me how to bring action to the thing that is coming, hallelujah. And the word of the Lord came to me the second time, saying, what see you? And I said, I see Susan pops, and the face thereof is towards the north. Then the Lord said to me, out of the north, an evil shall break forth upon all that they have of the land. For lo, I will call the families of the kingdom of the north, says the Lord, and they shall come and they shall set everyone his throne at the entering of the gates of Jerusalem, and against all the words thereof round about, and against the cities of Judah. And I will utter my judgment against them, touching all their wickedness, who have forsaken me, and have burnt incense to other gods, and worship the works of their own hands. Hallelujah. So God was telling Jeremiah what he was sending him forth to do. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, because a prophet is someone to tell someone something that is to come. A prophet is telling someone about the destruction that is coming. They're telling someone about the good things that's coming, but it's forewarning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Prophecy is the spoken word of God, God's mouth speaking. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So you're speaking exactly what God is telling you to speak. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And God says different things through different people, but you have to be submitted. And he was talking to them about their wickedness. Hallelujah. And of the works of their own hand. See, they got the worship of other gods. And they got to worship their own works of their own hand. They got to thinking that what they was accomplishing, what they was doing was on their own, not realizing that it was their Father God that gave them the strength that allowed them to wake up. Do you know how many people is not breathing today? How many people is not walking this earth no more? But God allowed you to be here because he has work for you to do. So it's not of your own hand that you're doing it. It's not of your own breath that you're doing it. Hallelujah. Because God has something that he wants you to perform. He wants you to know that before you was in your mother's belly, he formed you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. That in your mother's womb, before you came out the womb, he sanctified you and he ordained you to be a prophet of the nation, to be a mouthpiece of God, to speak what he said to speak, and to not be afraid. That's why I told Jeremiah not to be afraid of their faces, because it was going to be things that people didn't want to hear. See, I don't want nobody that's always coming telling me good things. I want people to tell me what God is saying. But I don't want nobody just coming and saying negative and bad things just out of their flesh because of envy and jealousy. I want people to speak to me what God has said. If God is telling you to correct me, speak the correction to me. But don't speak the correction to me when you're doing things of your own hand, when you're walking in your own will. No, 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 no. I only want the correction from the voice of God. Because he knows the path and the journey that I'm walking. He knows what I need to be corrected in. It says the word of God is here to teach, to train, to correct, and then rebuke. And I need that to grow because my Father loves me. And a father chastised those he loves. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So I'm thankful that he does that and he corrects me. And God has directed me because he's been a father all my life. He never been in and out of my life, but he's been consistent. Even when I didn't know he was there, and I'm thankful. You therefore gird up your loins and arise and speak to them all that I command you. And be not dismayed at their faces, lest I confound you before them. He said, don't be dismayed at their faces. Don't be afraid of their faces. Because some is not going to receive what you are saying. Some is going to try to confuse you or what you're saying. Some is going to try to get you to believe that what you're trusting and believing don't make no sense. Because it don't to them. The word of God is released in the capacity that we need it to be released. Everybody ain't going to understand it. Everybody ain't going to walk in it. But he said, don't be afraid of their faces. For behold, I made you this day a defense city, an iron building, brazen wall against the whole land, against the king of Judah, against the princes thereof, against the priests thereof, and against the people of the land. And they shall fight against you, but they shall not prevail against you. For I am with you, says the Lord, to deliver you. He lets you know that people will fight against you, but they shall not prevail against you. For I am with you to deliver you. So he's allowing people to fight against you, but they won't prevail because he's trying to deliver you out of the mindset and not a thing of thinking that you cannot speak and that you are a child. You are a child, but you're thinking you're one in the physical. This is a spiritual child, and he's training you up in the way you shall go. So when you get old, you will not depart from it. And he wants you to know that he's with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. He will deliver you. Because he's going to deliver you, let the word be performed before their faces. So some people that don't believe will see true deliverance. Because a lot of people like to see things before they believe it. Jesus said to Thomas, blessed are those who have not seen, but believe. Will you believe that God is using you? He has called you. Trust. You are ordained. Thank you for joining me on God's Through the Message tonight. I pray you receive the word of the Lord. I pray you go deeper. I pray you join me tomorrow. Hallelujah. I thank God for using me and taking me to another level. And I will not erase none of this journey. I'm thankful for everything because it all have a purpose and you have a purpose too. Trust the process. Believe it. It all has meaning. You are somebody. Read your word and study your word. Ask God to teach you how to comprehend his voice. At the level you at, he hears you. Just cry out with your heart and speak to him and listen to what he say, because he put his words in your mouth. I love you. God loves you more. Love harder, pray harder. Hug, love, my love.